All right, we're back. No, should we start again? Nope, we're not starting again. I'm starting to understand why everyone is like, "Are you on meth, man? Are you on meth, buddy?" I'm starting to get that. I'm not on meth. I am creative. I am in. What do they call it? Flow. The river. Creativity. So, when you're not editing yourself at all, you get a lot more energy and you get a lot more tangents. So, I go on the tangents, go on them. It's like a rapid. So, if you're following along, good luck to you. No, honestly, I think it is just a structural issue I can work on. Well, I said before, I don't like to spin feed people. Like, hey guys, today's episode is about, I don't know, what is, today's episode is about NoFap, sex transmutation, female attraction. These are the themes. Sex transmutation. These are the themes, because it's kind of weird how it happens. Okay, so sex transmutation, we're just going to get straight into it. So sex transmutation is, you know, sex. No, it's this idea from, I guess, Think and Grow Rich is where it's been popularized the most, but it's as old as sex, I think. Where one guy's like, hey man, if I don't do this, I feel I have more energy. It's one of them. I think that's how it started. So it is old. It is amazing, though. And one of the stranger things is the female attraction element, where you feel weird saying it. I felt weird saying it, but I made a video talking about it, and then a woman was, like, agreeing with me. I was like, oh, my God. She absolutely wants me. It was crazy. That woman kind of scares me, though. I'll be real. It is, I'm not even going to talk about it, because maybe she'll listen to this. So, you are scary and attractive at the same time. I don't know how else to break it to you. If you watch the video, she called herself the Tangent Queen, which was funny, because I'm like, she's loves me. She doesn't love me. I don't know. She commented on my videos a few times, so who knows what she's up to. But she's like, I don't have a problem following your insane ramblings, because I'm the Tangent Queen. Which I was like, thank you. I was like thank you. I don't know whether it's me or whether it's her, though. Let's go, it's her. Because I was speaking directly to people who knew about NoFap, who knew about the female attraction stuff. So, you know what? It's her. It's her. I realized that. And I made a video of Jordan Peterson fans. It's so funny. Okay, here's how the tangents are actually going. But I'm not even going to address the fact that I'm on tangents anymore. I hope I listen back. I understand. If you don't, you're dumb. That's it. It's the new defense mechanism. But the tangent, oh yeah, I made a video on Jordan Peterson fans apologizing to them, and then a guy commented, you'd think if you make a video, I'm actually making an effort to make this understandable to someone else but me now. So this guy comments on a video I make being like, hey, apologies to Jordan Peterson, I was wrong, you're a genius. No, I didn't say that at all. I was like, I was completely right, but love is the law, so I forgive you for wasting my fucking time. And then the guy's like, hey man, what do you mean by forgiveness, all this sort of thing, in that, you know, Jordan Peterson fans, where he writes a whole essay about what a goofball I am, and I don't know how to respond to that, so I make another video being like, alright, you can't win with Jordan Peterson fans. You can't. You absolutely cannot win with them. And in that video, I literally do 3 takes, and then I'm on to fucking playing guitar. I don't care about videos at all. I don't care. I say what you want, feel how you want. I do not care one iota. For me, they are all just a sexy, sexy, delicious funnel back to don't quit your daydream. So that's how I think about it. I don't want 99.9% of planet Earth on there. I want cool people. Because I've decided I am a winner. And I've decided if you are in my orbit, you are a winner also. All we do is win, DJ Khaled. That's how I feel about it. But, man, I'm still thinking about fucking Creed. Sorry. This was the last episode where I shouldn't talk about him because that's not on theme. That isn't the theme at all. But I'm thinking about him, and I fucking make this guy message of personal reflection and support, and he only listens to 5% of it. This fucking guy. Fuck this guy, man. I tell him not to listen to it, and he still goes and listens to it. Fucking Reed. Thank you, Reed. You were the germ, not in a negative sense, but you were where Don't Quit Your Daydream originated, where it came from. So shout out to Reed. Shout out, Reed. I hope you're still living. Okay. Back to the point, which was that I am the best. I am so attractive now. What was the point? What was the point? Oh, female attraction, sex transmutation. No fact. Sex transmutation. All right. Do I give you the whole lay of the land? I'm trying to think. Do I make this understandable to another human being but me? Nope, that is not the point of these. Because I'm looking at Ulysses right now. Oh, my bad. That's the route I'm going to have to go. But I didn't even finish my fucking point on the Jordan Peterson fans, where they started goofing on me for making no sense and sounding like I was on meth. And I was like, I said in the video, anyone who comments is a fucking loser for commenting, and no one values your opinion in life. And the fact that I was on so many different tangents makes me sound a lot like Jordan Peterson. So I was like, oh my God, you guys accidentally fell into the perfect trap. So I won there again. Also, all I do is win. DJ Khaled. All right. Yeah, so I am looking at Ulysses, and I mean, do you really want to be spoon-fed as a listener, as in communication? Or do you want to treat this like Ulysses, where you go, I don't understand, but it seems fun, I'll continue to listen? You decide, because I've decided what I'm gonna do, and you'll fucking know. What am I talking about? Reed's gone. I've cut all the dead weight from NoFap. So this is the bookend on female attraction in NoFap, in the NoFap space. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so I haven't fucking, oh, I had another wet dream this morning. How did that happen, man? It keeps happening. I like it now as well. It used to be disgusting. It used to repulse me. Now I'm like, this is kind of cool. had more dreams. I had so many more dreams. I don't even think it was sexual. Yeah, I had a nightmare. I was drinking again. That was the nightmare I had because of fucking Reed. Holy fuck, I just realized it. Fucking talking to Reed has like triggered something in me where I'm like, oh my god, maybe I will drink again. Oh man, it's crazy. It's also crazy. Is it crazy? I think it is crazy. I don't know what it is. What is it, man? What the fuck is it? Alright, female attraction. So, I talked about it. Alright. Am I gonna repeat myself? If you guys haven't even watched my video titled 212 Days of Celibacy and Female Attraction, then you're not a true fan and you're an enemy now. You're an enemy to me. So go listen to that. So you're all clued in. And then we can discuss this as equals, you fucking subs. Yeah, I said I wouldn't call you subs anymore. You're a fucking sub, and I know you're still listening, Reed. You fucking sub. And I hope you are still alive, actually. Anyway, man. No. What am I talking about? No. Yes. No. Hey. Hello, 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 A Course in Miracles,
A Course in Miracles.
I got the sniffles, man. No, I don't. I'm never verbalizing that sort of thought ever again. Female attraction, being more attractive to females. This is silly to talk about. This is silly to talk about, but it is from the most fascinating subculture, counterculture, whatever you want to call it on the internet, which is NoFap, the NoFap gang, the NoFap space. So the whole idea, I'm assuming I have a sexy female audience now. That's the new assumption I'm having, because I'm never targeting young men again, ever. Well, I don't want to talk about this more, but it's literally, hey guys, I'm gonna fucking stop you from killing yourself. I don't think it's ego. And I'm gonna have to talk very indirectly about the fact that maybe you should give me some money for helping you achieve all your goals. Because if I say it directly, I don't know how to say it directly without startling you. Because it's that difficult to talk to these autists. I don't know. Is it that? It is actually that difficult, man. So, hello, sexy ladies. Sorry. All right. Mademoiselles. Oh, that's what I'll call you now. The Mademoiselles. All right. The Mademoiselles. The Tangent Queens. Oh, we'll call you Tangent Queens, eh? What's up, Tangent Queens? I couldn't have a female audience either. I just thought about it. It's too tempting. It's too tempting. Because I literally started as a joke going, alright, I'm the last righteous alpha male. Yeah, it's too tempting. I don't know what audience I want. I don't care. Whoever listens to this, if you like me, I like you. That's my new thing. I'm free. I am free to speak about anything. I am free. 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 Humphrey. Humphrey. I am free. I'm free. I'm free. Humphrey. I'm free. I am free. I'm free. I am free, I'm free. I am free, I'm free. Hello, Humphrey. That's who I'm talking to now. Alright, I am free. I am free. All right, let's get into some affirmations. No, we're going to get back to the point of this darn endeavor, which is female attraction. And my voice has changed. It is more velvety. They did say that would happen when you go long enough without... I'm not even going to say without. You go long enough without, you... I did get better looking also. I did get better looking also. I owe Reed an apology for that. Because he was like, hey man, you're looking... I can't... He was like, hey man, you're looking sexy. You're getting sexier. I was like, are you fucking gay? I said that to him as a joke. He took it very... He took it as serious as whatever health condition he has or does not have. I do not know. So I do apologize for that. It was a joke. Didn't actually think you were gay. Actually, I do. I don't care is what I reached. I do not care about your sexual preference. It was a joke, man. If you'd been watching my fucking videos and if you're a real fan, you would have got my sense of humor. You would have got my sensibility. Huh? You would have. You would have got my sensibility, man. But you didn't. But you fucking didn't. So, not a real fan. So, yeah, in his defense, I am looking better. Which is weird to say. I am looking better from going without. From going without. I was talking about female attraction. So, I used to goof on it. It is a concept in NoFap. It is a concept in this space that you go without. You stop being a degenerate porn addict or a degenerate sex addict. You stop being a degenerate. People find you more attractive. Is it hormonal? That's what... What's her name? The Scream... I think her name's the Scream Queen. Jeez Louise. That's what she said. I felt... I didn't comment. I didn't reply to her. I'm never gonna fucking respond to you. I might respond. I don't know. I don't know whether to respond to you or not to respond to you. Because it's a little titillating. I'll be real. And you're a little terrifying. I'll be very, very real. And I don't even know if you're a real person. That's the other thing I reached with this whole game. Where you're like, alright, are you a honeypot, babe? Are you fucking a honeypot? Let me know. If you're listening, are you real? You're working for the CIA. You're a darn CIA honeypot. Sent to... I was about to say steal my... To knock me off my righteous path. Yeah? Is that what's going on? Is that what's going on? I think it might be. I don't know. Honeypots, that could be another good theme. I just thought about it. So female attraction, man. Female attraction. So I went many different angles with this because it's impossible to talk about without looking in the mirror and going, what has become of me? What has become of my life? This is normal. This is a normal experience. For 99.9% of men, this is normal. It's for the lonely. Actually, it's completely not normal for 99.9% of the men. I read, I think it was Jordan Peterson as well, where it's like the Pareto rule, where it's up to 20% of the men to, I don't know how to say this without being coarse, fuck 80% of the bitches, sorry, mademoiselles. So it's up to 20% to get the jobs done. Which, I was about to say, this is a stand-up bit I'm going into now, but which it does make you go, do I go into that? No. You know what, I can't limit myself, I'm going to go into it. Come see me live. If you want, I do it better in person. Do it much better in person. But here it is, for a little taste. Now it's not funny. you know, it does make the whole cheating thing. It's not funny at all now. It's not funny at all now. But 20%, say it's up 80%, 20% of men to fuck 80% of women forever. And my joke was that it's like, you think it's like not, it's like 80% of men give up on women because they're like, nah, it's not worth it. that was the angle I took. I think something is true about that. And it's also cheating. Like, it's, you should be, multiple wives is the only way to save culture. Three wives, two coffees. This is the only way to save culture. It is the only way to save culture. So this female attraction stuff. First, I talked about, I was literally, I'm not even going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the weirdest fucking thing that's ever happened to me in my life. That happened a couple days ago. And I've been thinking about it on and off. Where? Usually, when does this happen to you? When does this happen to you? Well, this might just start happening to me all the time. So I've spent the last 6 months, just thought about it, I spent the last 6 months sort of just in one room working 15-hour days. Sewing. And now I'm finally in my beautiful harvest stage. But I do scurry out for a 20-minute walk every day. 20-minute walk every day. And going for my walk, go to the weirdest fucking thing that ever happened to me in my life. I went for a walk past a house that has a camera outside. So it has a camera. You walk past it, you can see the camera. So in hindsight, I'm like, oh, that lady was looking at the camera and saw me through the camera. It was like, I want that guy, is what she thought. I'm sorry. Go 212 days celibate and this stuff will happen to you. So I'm not doing this, I'm not saying this to impress you, just to impress upon you that this thing is real. And I stole that from Tony Robbins, the impress upon you thing. But I shouldn't have said that. I should have let you guys think I was a genius. Anyway. So this woman, I hear, I've walked past this house. This house kind of scares me. I hear a woman calling out to me from this house. I turn around. It is an attractive woman. Oh my God, so attractive. Wearing next to nothing. She's calling over for me. She's beckoning me. She's beckoning me. When has this ever happened? Sorry, I don't know who my audience is anymore. When has this ever happened in your fucking pathetic low life? When has this ever happened to you? You degenerates. What do I do? What would you have done in that situation? Ask yourself. Because this is what I did. As the last righteous alpha male. I lowered my gaze, I walked away, I scurried away, I walked the long way home. I did think about it though, I did think about it a lot. It did get me into a bit of a tizzy. When I'm in front of the mirror. I'm like, it makes perfect sense that that happened. I'm telling you guys, mirror work. That is the major key. DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled. So that is one of the major keys to success. No, but to what? So that happened, man. That happened. It sounds unbelievable. But I, if you could see how handsome I look right now, you would be like, of course that happened. And also, I was like, why would that happen? And then I compared myself. I don't like to do this, but I thought about, I'm a never compete, or there's only one of you, so compete through authenticity. That is my philosophy. But that, I don't think that's her philosophy, women's philosophy, where they compare you, they size you up, judge you in comparison to other men. And I was like, what other man could do this? Not even a joke here now. I'm not even joking now. What other man could do this? Patrick Bet-David, he's talked about it. Patrick Bet-David, if you're not familiar with him, look it up. I'm not, I don't care. He's a billionaire or whatever. And he's like, I made my first $1 million. I swore off sex. I swore off the sex emotion. I transmuted it because I was reading Thinking for a Rich. That's what that guy said. That's what that guy said. So that's not me saying that. Although by the time this is released, I will be able to point to myself and go, no, you should listen to me on this now because it worked. It fucking worked, man. Anyway. Man, I try to go for at least an hour, but I've talked about female, I've talked about NoFap for so many fucking years. I can't even, it's ruined my fucking life. It did ruin it for, no, it was actually a great thing. It was a blessing. She's like, hey man, if I'm gonna talk about this, why not talk about, I was like, hey man, if you're gonna fucking put this out there on the internet, you start with degenerate porn addiction, you got nothing left to lose, mate. You've got nothing to lose once you've talked about that on the internet, which was insane to me. That I was like, I'll talk about this, but I won't sing and I won't play guitar. Insanity, absolute insanity. Absolute insanity. Other good things from it is I realized that, man, what did I realize? Alright, now we're into the what did I realize section. I realized that a viewer, listener needs topics, needs to be told what we're talking about. So this topic is, what have I realized about from making NoFap videos for 2 years? For 2 years, man. Get the fuck away from losers. That was the first thing I realized. It's like, I was trying to drag people up with me. I was trying to will them to win with me. And that was my whole argument with Reed. If you're not familiar with who Reed is, he was my first fan. He said he wasn't a fan. I said I would will him to live. He reached out to me about something so serious, and I feel a little bit guilty because I spent 3 years, 3 months buttering up my audience to trust me. with that sort of information. He thought he knew me. My first response was to go, "Hey, fucking buddy, I don't fucking know you." And I also said anyone who enjoyed my fucking insane rants was a loser. Which is true. Sorry to say that. It was true. I did goof on his weight. But I did give him amazing advice. I started with amazing advice. Go to a fucking meeting. Read. I hope you still are listening. Go to a meeting. No, I have Jesus now. I realized I only need Jesus. Okay. I think God works directly through people sometimes. And I'm not saying I'm that. For you. Definitely not for you. You're too much of a loser. To be very blunt. To be so blunt. And I would have willed you to greatness as my first fan. I still think about that. I was like, I'm gonna fucking transform your life. We are gonna fucking conquer the world. That's where my mind went. As my first fucking fan, I'm gonna employ you. That was what I was thinking about. I was gonna go, hey man, this guy probably needs a job. I'll give him a fucking $1 million job. As my first fucking fan, I'll do that for you, Reed. I would have fucking done that for you. So forgive me for coming off a bit blunt, for coming off a bit rude. I literally was like, this guy is so lucky. That's how I was thinking. This guy is the luckiest human being for getting in on the ground floor with me. So that was my moves. That's what I was feeling. This is a bit weird about it. This does go more back to the attraction stuff. There's female attraction. Wait, I'm on to another topic already. Should I finish up what I learned from NoFap? No. Who the fucking cares? I can't fucking think about that anymore. But now we're on to attraction. So, and I think this is where a lot of the female attraction stuff comes in. So, I did Russ Jeffries. This is crazy. Because I remember being... It all does come back to self-concept, though, in the end. Where I do remember. I remember where you just sort of viewed women as a... I don't want to get too much into fucking academic talk again anymore. But viewing women as symbols of, like, masculinity. Like anchors, trophies, sort of things. Which is pathetic. It is a pathetic way to walk around life. Because who even fucking cares what anyone thinks? Anyone. So it's not sexist to say that. You go, why the fuck? But I go back to the women's opinions I valued. You just go, why the fuck would I care? Ever. It's like, in terms of validation, there was this woman, her favorite movie was Adam Sandler. And Adam Sandler were her favorite types of movies. And I needed her validation. That's how insane it is when you walk around that way. I was like, oh no, validate me, please. And she was like, oh no, validate me also, please. And it was great. She did tell me, she's like, I'll do whatever the fuck you tell me. She did say that to me. And I fumbled that. I fumbled that by not being by being fucking pathetic worm. I did fumble that, which is for the best in hindsight. Thank God for unanswered prayers. So more of that is like you repulse anything that's not meant for. More of that is... now I'm in my head about, hey man, do I make any fucking sense? Or am I fucking insane? Who cares? And don't quit your daydream. Don't quit your daydream. I want you to go to Don't Quit Your Daydream. I want you to join. She does talk about it. Going sane. Going sane. So give you guys a little snapshot. I'm in the part now where my success is an inevitability. I'm in that phase. But reality has not caught up with it. I'm in that phase. And by the time you're listening to this, you'll be like, he's right. It happened. Yep. No. Then the seed of doubt creeps in. No. You're not gonna do it, man. Why not? Okay? Why not? Why not? Why not me? Yeah, exactly. Why not? Go. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Here's the microphone. Negative. In a speaker. Here's the microphone. Tell me why. Why not me? Why not? Why not? Come on, go on. Why not? I'm all ears. Let me know. Why not me? Please. I want to know. I want to fucking know. Why not me? So you fucking tell me why not me and why other people that I'm a fucking 1,000 times better than. Not as a human being, but in certain areas which I'm pursuing. I'm not unlucky. I'm the fucking luckiest, sunniest son of a bitch who's ever lived. Fact. Absolute fact. So Reed's going through what he's going through. Sorry, Reed. No, people who've gone, the things I've fucking survived. So I'm lucky. I know that. I'm so lucky that even when bad things happen, it's for a great reason. Didn't realize that for most of my life. That's how lucky I am. Any other reasons? You're incompetent. Okay. How? I don't know. You just... someone said that to you once. And now you have to base your entire life around that belief. Okay. Okay, I don't want to do that anymore. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I want to... let's just imagine I'm competent. Or it's possible to become competent. Let's imagine it's possible for me to become competent in the things I devote my life to. Let's imagine that. Crazy. Let's imagine there's not something super uniquely wrong about me. Let's imagine that. Crazy exercise. Let's imagine that. Why am I gonna fail? Thank you, Reed. This fucking voice you gave me is a blessing. Thank you, Reed. You are. I love you, man. I love you, man. So I don't know, man. So why That's why I can't succeed. Because you're unlucky, which we've established is not true at all. The fact that I'm alive is a fucking miracle gift from God. Luckiest SOB to ever live. Fact, I believe that. We'll go into more detail. The fact that I got that woman out of my life accidentally was a fucking blessing. Fact. Jeez, what? Oh my god, like, imagine. This is what would have happened if you were unlucky, Joel. I guess, oh no, oh, she's still around here. Oh no, I'm dating her. Oh no. I got her pregnant, because I would have got her pregnant. I would have got her pregnant, because that's how virile I am. So, I would have been anchored to her for my entire life. Ugh. Oh, man. So, the rejection, actually for the best. Oh, that fucking, oh my god, imagine if you had Fitz, sorry, imagine if you had that guy who you approached to be in your mastermind. Imagine if he was in your mastermind still. Imagine that. Imagine him. Imagine, jeez, Louise. So yeah, I'm pretty lucky he decided not to take me up on my fucking offer to transform him with his life. Imagine that. Fool, he's unlucky. He had me fucking walk into his life. Go, hey buddy, I'm gonna fucking take you to the moon because you got pretty blue eyes. He had me do that. And he's like, nah, it's weird. It's fucking weird. Fuck that guy. No, bless that guy. Good luck to that guy. I'm lucky that is not my mastermind. I'm lucky. Anyway, man. I'm still shook. I'm still so shook. Are you gonna... Is... Hello, hello sunshine. Hello, hello. It's good to be back. I'm lucky, man. I'm lucky. I'm on the right path. I'm doing the right things. Reality hasn't caught up yet. Reality. I'm gonna enjoy this. Reality, I know what it is. It's, I'm at a poker table, and I know enough about poker, but I am, what's a good hand in poker, and I'm, what's an unplayable hand in poker? Is this true? No, I want a different metaphor. A different metaphor would be good. So, the conscious mind, could you please come up with a different metaphor? I am... I've got a little secret. That's the thing. No, I've got a private joke between me and reality. This is the one. Me and reality have a little private joke. It's like, hey man, you gotta do this, all this stuff, and nobody around me realizes what's coming, what's already here, what's already come to pass by the time I release this video, this audio. Yep, nobody else realizes that. Except for that woman who was trying to seduce me off the street. That is insane that that happened to me. How are you this morning? What? First thing, what time? Waiting for notes? See, that's a little snapshot of what I'm going through at the, when I was recording this. Where? My brother. I couldn't even help my fucking brother.
Hey!
Yeah. That's a little snapshot of it. And my mother. I was avoiding my fucking mother. Because of the money I owed. That's a little snapshot of where I was at before it fucking all changed in the blink of an eye. Before it all changed in the fucking blink of an eye. Because I stayed strong. Yes, I held on. I kept going. I kept faith. I kept faith. I kept tremendous faith in situations other people would have tapped out of. I did. Not even the success bullshit, man. I'll be real. Not even the success stuff. Are you insane? Maybe, I don't know. That's the new way I'm being knocked off.
You're fucking crazy. You're fucking crazy for believing in yourself. You're fucking crazy for taking actions. You're fucking crazy for not getting a crappy job and living a life you fucking hate. That makes you depressed and fucking end up like those other guys you have completely dissociated from. You're fucking crazy.
I'm not crazy. No, I... So what? Who cares? So what? What? The other alternative to me now is so much more crazy.
No, we're just gonna live our life like nothing magical ever happens, that nothing good is gonna come my way ever, and I'll try and try and try and try and try and fail and fail and fail and fail and fail. That's how I'm gonna live my life. And now I fucking hate myself. I fucking hate reality, but I'm not crazy.
Which would you rather? That's the thing I'm going with. Which would you prefer? Which would you prefer to live your life from? I need hope. I need love. Do me a favor with it. Or nothing. I'm gonna fucking transform the life of anyone who's in my orbit. So, lucky for my family, they're closest. But that applies to anyone else. Get in my orbit. I will fucking take us to the moon. Fact. Absolute fact. Is that fact? See, there's still that doubt. Still that seed of doubt.
Still that seed of doubt.
It's a fact. Reality hasn't caught up yet. Ding, 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 ding. Keep going. Keep the faith. 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 Keep the fucking faith. That's another thing from Think and Grow Rich. Keep your fucking faith. Keep your nerve. And keep your own counsel. Get the fuck away from small-minded people. Oh my god. This was my fucking first experience with the trying to reach out with people, trying to collaborate with other people. And it is great that you can sort of identify small-minded people so quickly. So quickly. So quickly. Oh my god, this guy, in his defense, I was making no fat videos, so he thought I was a fucking loser. But it is kind of weird that he was just like, "You're a fucking loser, you need my help now." I was like, "Bud, you're a bigger loser than me. Fact. No, I'm gonna help you make your first dollar online. Alright, we're in a fucking cohort that's like helping us make our first $10,000. No, you joined my group. I'm gonna make you help you get your first dollar online. Okay, man, let's work together. Maybe we could win this thing. Nope, that's fucking dumb. Make your first dollar online. I'm Jan. I'm Mr. Big Shot. You came to me for help. I didn't come to you for fucking help, Jan. No, I'm Jan. You're an idiot for setting your goals high. You need to make your first dollar online. Even though this guy made his first dollar online by begging. He was like, "Hey guys, I want to help people make their first dollar online. I feel awkward doing it without making my first dollar online." So that's how that fucking worked. I saw that. So I was like, why the fuck would I listen to you? I would have worked with you. I would have. And then I was like, I need to get the fuck away from you. Get the fuck away from you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That's how it worked for me. Because I'm a magic of thinking big guy. It's hard to explain. The amount of energy it requires to meet a big goal isn't that different from the amount of energy it requires to meet a small goal. But the rewards are about 100,000-fold. The amount of energy you receive, like the charge you get, where you're like, I'm going off to big, 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 big things, man. That is the magic of thinking big. I didn't read the book. I just remembered I got halfway through. I was like, think big. You just need the title, really. It's one of those. Magic of thinking big. The magic. That's a good trigger phrase, man. Am I insane? Yes. Are other people insane? Yes. Am I going to achieve all my goals? No. Do I want to? No. Because that's not thinking big. That isn't thinking big, is it? So the goals I'm going after now, right now, they're not even fucking big. What, 1 million YouTube subscribers? Who the fuck gives a fuck about that? That's chump change to me. Any fucking goofball could do that. Any goofball could do that. Hey guys, it's, today I'm gonna, what's the word? Today we're gonna fucking go to the hood and fart in people's faces. Subscribe. Not even that crazy of a goal. Yeah, you got it. You fucking got it. But I still want it. I still want it. But I feel like I have it now. I have it. You got it. You got it. And that's that's just the funnel for fucking transforming anyone who's in my orbit's life. That's just the funnel. That's just the funnel, kids. Alright. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. Winners, sorry, this is another thing. From Think and Grow Rich. But you get that on a board and you look at it. No, you get it on a piece of paper and you're supposed to look at it every day. I got a fucking board, wrote it, and I'm staring at it right now. And going, I'm a fucking winner. Get in my orbit. You are a winner by association. And I would have proved that already by the time this is released. Yes, you would have. So when am I going to release this? Next year? Not next year. Before December the 2nd. Oh no, that's too soon. No, before December the 2nd. Oh no. That's too soon. Before December the 2nd, bud. Alright. It's done. It is done. It is done. It's done. It's done.
It's fucking done.
Alright, this might be a shorter one. Oh no. So by the time this is out, I can go, hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Don't Quit Your Daydream. This is the little community I run on school where, yes, where I fucking, where, have you got dreams? Have you got ambitions? Aspirations? Salutations? Does your life feel like it's getting you down? Are you missing the magic? Are you missing the magic? Get it back. Get it back. I'll help you get it back. How? At the start of this year, I couldn't even fucking sing in my room alone without locking up, without freezing up. That's where I started at the beginning of this year. Now I play shows. Huh? Now I get standing ovations, huh? Now I am an artist. So I made the transition from coward to artist. Transformed my life. How did I do that?
Well, it's, you don't care.
You won't care unless I do it for you. So I will do the same thing for you because I have been charting that entire process, documenting it, stealing like an artist from the best in the game, in this realm. Stealing like a fucking artist. All right. That is the call to action. That is an hour. And that is, don't quit your daydream, don't quit your daydream, don't quit your daydream, don't quit your daydream. And I don't think it's a free community anymore. Nope. It cost $100. Just realized. I was going to say, it's a free community. It's not a free community anymore. You missed that. You missed that bit. But it's $100. And try to make it worth 100 times the price. That's my goal. I set big goals. So do the math. It's a steal.